this morning, what we're actually doing in this hour is you might call this like a workshop. We want to practice to help you to master your personal time with the Lord. And most of us, I think, don't use guitars and pianos in our personal time with the Lord. Some of us do. Some of us might. But usually it will be without instruments. Oh, don't go. I don't want you to go away. We may need you. We may need you. We're flexible. Firstly, I don't know how much you use the hymns in your personal time. I know that when I was younger, not at the beginning, but in my teenage years, I was helped by the serving saints to start to bring the hymns into my morning time. And I found that over the years, you need to broaden your repertoire, the things that you do. It's sort of like you build up a menu of different things that you can do in your time with the Lord. And the reason that you need to do, or it's good to do this, is because our time with the Lord, you shouldn't put it in a box. You shouldn't think that, oh, morning revival, and this is what this little program that you, that's good at the beginning. That's okay at the beginning to keep a kind of a habit. The first thing in spending time with the Lord is build up the habit. But then you want to go deeper and you want to get more from your time with the Lord. And actually, in the normal way, I think it's not too much to say this. Your time with the Lord each morning can be a kind of adventure. Can be a journey that the Lord wants to lead you on. Because you may not realize this, and I know that I don't always realize this, but He wants to spend this time with you as much as you want to, or more, spend this time with Him. Because He has, and you may not understand this fully or appreciate this fully, He actually has a lot to tell you. He has a lot to speak to you. And we have a hymn that says, let's see, I think it's 789. What a friend we have in Jesus. I think you all know that. And it says something like this, that what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And, I mean, again, I don't think poetically like this. Thank the Lord for these hymns. Because these hymns are an expression of someone's sentiment, of someone's feeling, of someone's experience, and they put it down. And because it's Christian experience, we can share that. And when you read it, that's why there's some things you read in a hymn and something rises up in you. That's, we hope, usually that's what you want to read, you know, after we sing. We have this practice of declaring. Usually it's we're touched with a certain sentence, even sometimes one word, or a thought in a verse. And why is that? That's because we probably share that experience or something about that. Maybe we don't share the experience, but something in there just clicked and inspired us that I want that. Of course, we don't go through all this analysis when it happens. We just, you know. So when for the hymns give us words to put to our experience. And what we really need to, and this is what I'm getting at, that it's very helpful in our time with the Lord to use the hymns to fuel our prayer, to give us words to say to the Lord. And which words? The words that give you feeling. If you get a feeling, you should convert that into a prayer. Let's sing verse 1. Maybe you can start us off. And then for just first couple of notes. And then we'll sing verse 1, a little slower, a little quieter, and a little more personal. Okay, let's try. Come on. My heart is hungry, my spirit If you're singing this alone, sorry, no one interrupts you in your personal time, the way I'm doing now. But when you sing this, my heart is hungry, even there, you may get some feeling. You don't necessarily have to finish singing the whole verse. Right there, you can just say, yes, Lord, my heart is hungry. Start to pray. This is not to follow the routine that we usually follow in the meetings. You know, as much as we say we're the Lord's recovery, we're not for religion, we're not. We actually are quite, and we put things in boxes. We follow some routines. And actually, when the routine is not followed, like you go to a locality that doesn't do it exactly the way you're used to, you don't not understand why you get bothered by that. Because we are very that way. Anyway, in the personal time with the Lord, if you're reading this and you get a feeling, pray. Convert the feeling to prayer. That actually is another way of saying, follow the anointing. Yeah. Okay. So, I don't know. Did you get a feeling from this? My heart is hungry. My spirit doth thirst, forgive my voice. I come to thee, Lord, to seek thy supply. All that I need is none other but thee. Maybe right there you feel, Lord, I don't feel this way. And it's okay to say that too. It's okay to say, Lord, I wish I felt this way, that all I need is none other but thee. I don't feel this way. I don't feel this way this morning. But I'd like to feel this way. Feed me, Lord Jesus. Feed me, Lord. You can just start to sing again. That's like one of the cool things about doing this alone. You can do whatever you want. Or you can do however the Lord leads you. Actually, that's what we're getting at. Okay, I'd like to give you a couple of verses. This morning we are in this section receiving the Word of God. We all have the same color tabs? What is this? Huh? No? Okay. It's the first tab. That's the same, right? The first tab. Receiving the Word of God. We have this, it's entitled Music Upon the Word of God. You all have it? Are you all with me? Okay. You don't really have to take it out because we're not going to use it. But I just want to highlight the verses on here. And I would like to suggest to you to pray over these verses. Yeah, that's all that we're going to use this. You can read this, the excerpts later. But the verses are very good. Okay, but I want to give you four other verses, say something very quickly. Then what we'd like to do is we all go and spend some time with the Lord for 20 minutes. It'll be 20 today. Hopefully in the next days it'll be longer, maybe up to 30. And then after the 20 minutes, what I'd like for us to do is we all come back together, and then we will give you about 10, maybe 15 minutes, maybe 10 or 12 minutes to share something. But it's not, what we want you to share is not like, oh, I enjoyed that, oh, how I love thy law all day long, it is my musing. I just enjoyed this verse that we can muse on the word all day long. That's good, but that's not for what the kind of testimony that we're going to want to hear this next time. What we're going to want What we're going to want to know is, what did you do there? How was your time there for those 20 minutes? Okay. First verse I want to give you. Romans 8:6. That verse says, the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Related to that is 2 Corinthians 2:11. That verse says that we may not be taken advantage of by Satan. Have you heard this verse before? That we may not be taken advantage of by Satan. Don't you hate being taken advantage of by anybody? Especially by Satan. But how does Satan take advantage of us? The verse tells us, it says, that we may not be taken advantage of by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. Does it say schemes? That's the word? Schemes. Could you check? Stratagems. Schemes. Okay. Actually, this verse could be translated this way, and I think it is translated this way in King James. Does anyone have the King James Version? Could you check the verse in King James? The word schemes. The root of this word schemes is the word thoughts. Thought. Or actually mind. Mind. Thought. So you could translate this verse that we may not be taken advantage of by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his thoughts. And it's a very interesting phrase. His thoughts. And I have found over the years, both from my personal experience as well as in fellowship times like this, observations and testimonies, that the number one problem, frustration in spending time with the Lord is our thoughts. Do you have this kind of experience? That, well, sometimes it's different things, different ways. Sometimes you're trying to spend time with the Lord. Of course, that's when you get to actually spend time with the Lord. Sometimes you decide to do that and get interrupted and frustrated from doing that. But now you're going to do that, as you're going to do in about 5 minutes. And okay, then you go there. And as much as you try, and I had this problem this morning, as much as you try, you can't focus. Because your mind is spinning with so many things. And you just can't. You could spend 5 or 10 minutes and you just can't focus. And you try to read, it's almost useless. Anyone ever experienced this? Okay. Another thing would be that another experience is you do start reading. Here's the verse. It says, this is 147. I anticipated the dawn and cried out. So you start to pray. Amen. I anticipated the dawn and, oh, right away, thought comes. What? You have to call, make that call. This happened to me this morning. I was supposed to make a phone call for my father. And I anticipate, I can't believe I didn't do that. I was going to do that yesterday. Why do you always do that? Oh, and then this. And what about that? Oh, and then, okay, if he does that, at 3 minutes. Amen. Oh, and I cried out. I hoped in your words. What about that email? I got to send out that email. What time is it? Oh, okay. I still got time. Wait. It's not just that email. Maybe I should call Sam and have him do it for me. No, I'll take care of it. I can do that. Amen. I hoped in your words. Okay. Has anyone ever experienced anything like this? Okay. And you only have 10, maybe, I don't know how long you take. Maybe you schedule 10 or 15 minutes for morning revival. For time with the Lord. if it's like this. No wonder when you leave that time, leave the Lord's presence, you have no real supply for the day. Because you never really broke through to touch your spirit. At most, actually, if you take 10 minutes, maybe you spent 2 minutes, 3 minutes, really in the spirit, and the rest was flying around or coming back. And as soon as we come back, it's like, anyone experienced this? Yes? Okay, I just want to know I'm not abnormal. Because I experienced this since I was a teenager. I have this experience. But I started to realize something. Okay. This says set. The mind set on the spirit. We need to set our mind on the spirit. Set the mind. Set the mind. Okay. That we may not be taken advantage of by Satan. We're not ignorant of his thoughts. So the point here is that actually, those are not your thoughts. Satan has his thoughts and he's injecting them into us. And if you receive them, he won. What we need to learn is how not to receive them. How to say, ha ha, no. No. Actually, sometimes I can tell you, even out loud, I say, stop. Stop. Not now. Because actually, the things that I was thinking of this morning are all things that I have to do today. Including another message that I have to give. I'm thinking about that. And I have to say, Lord, sorry. I'm trying to develop a good message. But I know it's not the time. But it needs to be a good message. And I'm thinking of verses. I have to even stop that. Which verses? No, not now. Later. Lord, I love you. I come to you. I open to you. Forgive me for being occupied with something about you and for you and not you. Set the mind. Okay, another verse. 2 Corinthians 10, this is actually 4 and 5. Those verses say that we need to take captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ. It says, our warring, it talks about war. Sorry, chapter 10. For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful before God for the overthrowing of strongholds. As we overthrow reasonings and every high thing, rising up against the knowledge of God, and take captive every thought. And this is the phrase, take captive every thought. A thought will come. A thought comes. We need to take it captive. Say, no. I don't think you now. I will think you later. You don't tell me when to think you. I tell you when I think you. Because I control my thoughts, my mind. And so if they are Satan's thoughts, just reject them. And listen to this. Don't repent for them. They're not yours. Like, for example, that's just that, you know, whatever I was illustrating. Then you're, oh. And then you're, oh, Lord Jesus, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me that I do that. No, don't do that. Just, I'm back, Lord. I'm back. Where were we? Where were we? Yes. I love you. You love me too, right? Amen, Lord Jesus. Come back. Now, the question is, this is all fine. The question is, how do you do that? How do you set? Okay. Just two or three suggestions. Maybe three. Three suggestions. Okay. The first is, tell the Lord what you want. It's a different way of saying pray. But if I say pray, you'll think, oh, okay, pray. You know, the Lord would meet people in the Gospels. And sometimes He would say this, what do you want? And there's a case in John 5, I think it is, where that man is impotent for 38 years. He says, do you want to be made whole? He says, well, Lord, the thing is that I've been here 38 years, and he goes into a dissertation, and he doesn't answer the question. But there's a case in Mark of the blind man, and the Lord says, what do you want? And he says, that I may receive my sight. Answer the question. What do you want this morning? You can say, Lord, I need to touch you. Lord, I need you. Lord, speak to me. Lord, I don't want to be distracted. You could even say, Lord, I don't want to be here, but I'm here. And I'm stuck here, I realize. There were so many of you last night that told us you're here for the first time. I don't know if you knew what you were getting yourself into. So this morning you might say, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I guess I'm kind of stuck here. And I'm no promises. You know me. There is no guarantee that the rest of this day I will be open to you the way I am right now. So I'm going to advise you. Touch me and speak to me now. You could do that. Tell him what you want. Okay, so that's one. Two. Sing. Use the hymns. And as I said, as soon as something touches you, just pray it out. Use the words to articulate a feeling. And the third is pray read. Take, just as with the hymn, convert the verses to prayer until you get some feeling. And I hope you don't pray just the way we pray together in the meetings with the kind of repeat. I will muse, amen, I will muse, amen, upon your precepts, amen, your precepts, amen. That's good if that helps you. But I hope that you will personalize more. And so, there, a lot of you and me. Lord, I need your word. Lord, speak to me. Okay, I think that's enough. I think that's enough. Maybe we'll say more later on. How about we go and practice? And then we'll come back. What time is it now? How about 15 minutes? Can we go for 15? Yeah.